It's Optimism Wednesday on Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling, but I feel guilty. Our weather is so beautiful up here in central Indiana, and it's so terrible and dangerous down in southwestern Florida, the Gulf Coast being battered by Hurricane Ian. Our hopes and thoughts and prayers are with everybody down there trying to figure out what to do in the midst of this storm. Stay safe. Don't go out in it. And do your best. And watch Wink News. I'm watching Wink out of Fort Myers, and it's awesome. All right. Here's what we're going to talk about today. We're not talking about the weather. This is about the Colts, and it's Optimism Wednesday. So we're talking about the Colts, and we're going to look at reasons why we should feel really, really good that the Colts are going to beat the Titans this Sunday. We're also going to depart for a moment from Optimism Wednesday and talk about something that, frankly, is a little bit troubling. It's a reason to be optimistic, but it's also a reason to look back and think, what the hell was going on in training camp? Then we're going to talk about the Jaguars. I'm going to make a job recommendation on behalf of a former Colt to the Jacksonville Jaguars that I really, really hope they listen to. All right, like I said, this is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Wednesday, September 28, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. BUSR.com/Kent. When you deposit initially up to $1,000, they're going to match it with $1,000 in free play. You deposit more than $100, you get $25 in free chips to play with at their online casino. It's wonderful. You're going to enjoy it. Go to BUSR.com/Kent. And it is a backslash. It's not a forward slash. What the hell's the matter with you people? Not you people. One guy. Tell me about backslashes and forward slashes. I know the difference between a backslash and a forward slash. Has anybody ever said, go to something.com/something? I've never heard that. Ever. All right. And make sure and hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and you could win what is in the prize egg. The prize egg this week is an autographed piece of memorabilia from a popular Pacers player who played for the Pacers in the last decade. All right? Ring the bell, too. Make a donation if you like. If you have a question, make a donation, because then I see your question. It's in a nice little graphic, and it's very helpful. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts and give you lots of reasons to be optimistic for this Sunday. I got to tell you the truth. Last Wednesday, on Optimism Wednesday, with the Chiefs looming, I felt really good about the game. But the reasons to feel optimistic about that game, they were a little bit tough to come up with. You had to do some hunting. It was a little bit like a treasure hunt. This week, it's just staring you right in the face, the reasons to feel good about the potential beatdown of the Tennessee Titans. Number one, Derrick Henry. All right. This year, 54 rushes, 192 yards, 3.6 yards per carry. He's ordinary. He wasn't ordinary before. He's ordinary now. Ryan Tannehill, he's got a QBR of 47.2. 50 is supposed to be the median. That is supposed to be perfectly mediocre for a starting quarterback in the NFL. Ryan Tannehill, sub-mediocre, while in two games, we're not going to count the Jacksonville game, that was a total anomaly. Matt Ryan has been in the 50s in both the other games against the Texans and then again this past weekend against the Chiefs. The Colts are undefeated at Lucas Oil Stadium. Yup, I said it. The Colts are undefeated in Lucas Oil Stadium with the roof open. So we hope that the roof is going to be open. Open the roof, Jim. All right. Robert Woods, 9 catches on 16 targets, and none of those 7 non-catches were drops. What that tells us? That tells us that Tannehill and Woods have not really connected yet. They haven't built the chemistry necessary to be productive in the measure that they've got to be productive. If Derrick Henry can't carry the weight of that offense on his broad shoulders, Robert Woods needs to be a guy who goes out and gets yards. And Robert Woods, to this point, the leading receiver for the Titans, but again, 9 catches, 7 non-catches. 32 yards per carry allowed for the Titans. And that's 32nd in the NFL. There are only 32 teams. You can't be worse than 32nd. And you can't be better than number one. And that's what the Colts are in yards per attempt rushing. They're at 2.6. More than half. 5.8 for the Titans, 2.6 for the Colts. Their run defense has been stout. The run offense, not so great, but the Titans are coming. Got to make you feel good about the run offense. Jonathan Taylor, licking his lips. That's what he's doing. He's got the big plate of wings and pizza and shrimp, and he's ready to dig in this Sunday and go get him 177. I think it's going to be 177. All right. Another great reason that the Colts, you should feel optimistic about the Indianapolis Colts this Sunday. Taylor Lewan, the left tackle, starting left tackle, one of the better left tackles in the NFL. He's out. He's on IR. And Harold Landry, IR, 12 sacks last year for Harold Landry. Him playing. When you take a mediocre team, and make no mistake, the Titans last year were mediocre. They benefited from a really easy schedule, playing a lot of the AFC South team, all of the AFC South team three times. The Colts, they finished second. That tells you something about the AFC South last year, right? So that's six wins, basically unearned by the Titans. I assume they won all six games. Tell you the truth, I don't recall. However, Harold Landry out, Taylor Lewan out, and Taylor Lewan being replaced by Dennis Daly. And at right tackle, they've got Nicholas Petit-Ferrer. Those two guys in pass protection, their Pro Football Focus grades, 36.6 and 36.8. These guys stink on ice, and they are the bookend tackles for that offensive line. Yannick Ngakoue, just like Jonathan Taylor. He can't wait until dinner is served. And Kwity Paye, similar. Those guys cannot wait for this game. And for good reason. Like I said, the tackles suck. You think that the Colts have trouble with protection? Titans have real trouble with protection. Don't be fooled by the only four sacks against Ryan Tannehill. All right? Meaningless. They have not played teams with a great pass rush. The Colts, they played some teams that get after the quarterback a little bit, and so Matt Ryan's been knocked down 12 times. We'll talk about that in a minute. The Colts finally seem to have a handle on the communication issues that caused lapses in protection. It's not as easy, I tell you, it's not as easy as pointing at Danny Pinter and Braden Smith and saying, guilty, guilty, get them out of here. That is not the solution. The solution is systemic, and it's got to be solved in a systemic fashion. And Frank Reich said today, he said, I'm confident we'll be better this week. Did he think that they would suck in weeks 1, 2, and 3? We're not going to get off the optimism expressway right now. We're not taking the exit, but we will in a few minutes. All right, Matt Ryan has already fumbled 7 times. That's a lot. You're not going to continue to fumble more than 2 times a game. Nobody in the history of the NFL has fumbled more than 2.5 times. Wait, 12. Well, that's, wait. Sacked 4 times a game, fumbled 2.3 times a game, 2.3 times 17. What is that? That's 40 sacks. Right at about 40 fumbles. Not going to fumble the ball 40 times if you're Matt Ryan. At some point, he's got to get well, right? And he's going to get well this week. Matt Ryan actually tied for 9th in time in the pocket with 2.6. Tannehill's tied for 17th at 2.5. Ryan, 16 passes graded poor. Says nothing to do with Tannehill. Really had nothing to do with this game. I just like the statistic. That's number 17 in the NFL. The 16 passes graded poor for Matt Ryan. Carson Wentz is number 2 at 28. 28 poor passes. This leads us to another area where we can be optimistic, because The Colts no longer have Carson Wentz at quarterback. Throwing the ball like this for a pick six, they don't have that anymore. That is do they not win that game that went overtime and they lost 34-31 with a competent quarterback? Of course they do. Derrick Henry last year ran 28 times in each game against the Colts. You know what? So 28. We'll set 28 as the mark for Derrick Henry. The Colts, like I said, allowing 2.6 yards per carry. How many yards would that be for the game? 73 yards. Derrick Henry runs 28 times for 73 yards. The Colts are going to win this game by more than 20. Colts could win this game. You know what? In 2018, they beat the Titans 38-10. I'm not saying it's going to be 38-10. That'd sound pretty crazy, given that the Colts are 3.5-point favorites, according to BUSR. But, you know what? I think they cover. I think they win. I think they cover. I don't think it's going to be terribly close. This team gets better as the season goes on. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The Colts would have beaten the Titans at Lucas Oil Stadium if not for Wentz, and if not for the Reich 4th-and-4 from the 40 when the Colts were up 14-0. If they just punt, I'm convinced the Colts win that game. And they would have won the game if not for A.J. Brown, who had 10 catches for 155 yards and a TD. Check, 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 except the middle one. The one with Frank Reich. We don't know. Has Frank Reich learned his lesson? I don't think he has. I think he's waiting for the MIT yo-yos to say strong go dark green. Hey, strong go dark green. They're waving up in the suite, Frank. Get out there, offense. Oh, damn. I should have put it again. 1-for-6 on fourth down, Frank. 1-for-6. And something else that Frank Reich has got to learn is how to use training camp to get ready for the regular season. That's a strange epiphany to have training camp to get ready. Hey, I wondered what we were doing out here. How did they not solve the problems on the offensive line? This is the off-ramp from Optimism Wednesday. All right, just in case you need an alert. Off-ramp from Optimism Wednesday. All right, Fries, we don't know whether Fries would be better. We have no inkling. Look, Danny Pinter has played 213 out of 213 offensive snaps for a reason. It's not because he's not as good a right guard as Will Fries. I'm sorry. All right. Goodness. They have players-only meetings all the time. Happens a lot. You got seven captains. That's what seven captains do. You have got to solve your problems in the preseason. That is what the preseason is for. We're going to play the guys a couple of snaps and get them a lot of rest, and then we're going to give them a day off. And my ass, get these guys to work and solve the communication problems on the offensive line and between them and Matt Ryan, another new quarterback. Get this done so this crap doesn't happen year after year after year after year. 1-4 in 2021, 1-5 in 2018. Let's go. Stop it with these slow starts and losing openers because you haven't used the preseason correctly in order to get guys ready to play. Babying them so they're healthy for the opener does not do them any damn good if you're not competent enough to win games. All right, now, the Jacksonville Jaguars worked out Rodrigo Blankenship yesterday. So, look, here's my advice. Take him and don't look back. He'll be the best decision you've made in a long time. All right? Take him, don't look back. He'll be the best decision you've made in a long time. Rodrigo Blankenship is the answer, Jacksonville Jaguars. Pick up the phone, call, pull the trigger. He's your guy. The other guys, they don't matter. The guy from the Jets, the guy you got now, It's not them. Rodrigo Blankenship is the guy to lead your team to the glory that they so richly deserve. Hey, like I said, like this video, you got a chance to win the egg and what's in it. Well, you're not going to win the egg, but you get what's in the egg. The egg itself is of no real value whatsoever. Tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. Can't wait to talk to you then. Subscribe. Make it a point every morning to join us. We're live at 7 o'clock every morning and right around 4 o'clock every afternoon. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow morning, a Thursday. It's already Thursday. We got an NFL game tomorrow. Colts coming up on Sunday. This is fantastic. Our prayers to everybody in Florida. Stay safe. Stay high. You know what I mean? The right kind of high. I mean elevation, you know? And stay in the interior of a building. That wind is just battering Fort Myers Beach, and I hate to see it. And if you're in the Lanikai, hey, I think it's been upgraded by this hurricane.